पादाय
कृष्ण पृष्ठाय
भूतले
श्रीमते
भक्ति वेदांत
स्वामिनिति नामिने
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे
गौरवाणी
प्रचारिणे
निर्विशेषाय
शून्यवादी
पाश्चात
देश तारिणे
गुरवे
गौरचंद्राय
राधिका
तदाल्यै
कृष्णाय
कृष्ण भक्ताय
तदभक्ताय
नमो नमः।
ओम
नमो
भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ओम
नमो
भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ओम
नमो
भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
कृष्णाय
वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय
च
नंदगोपकुमाराय
गोविंदाय
नमो नमः।
जय श्री कृष्ण
चैतन्य
प्रभो
नित्यानंद
श्री
अद्वैत
गदाधर
शिवासादि
गौर
भक्तवृंदा
हरे
कृष्णा
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 हरे
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 राम
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 हरे हरे
हरे
कृष्णा।
थैंक यू
वेरी मच
फॉर
eagerness
to participate
in a
fourth session,
2 days
seminar
on preaching
is the essence,
and I'm
thankful
to Shriman
Shyamarupa
Prabhu and
his
family and
all the devotees
here who has
keen
interest in
understanding
the importance
of preaching.
We are all here
together from
different walks of the life
because of the
preaching of somebody.
And
ultimately it is the
preaching of Srila
Prabhupada.
So
our first session
is
why to preach.
Why
to preach
means
need for preaching.
Is there
need for preaching?
That is the question.
When
I was
studying
Bhagavatam,
first
canto,
which
is actually
Srila
Prabhupada has
compiled
before
establishing ISKCON.
The first
canto of Srimad
Bhagavatam
is
Srila Prabhupada's
spirit
of preaching
even
before
establishing
Krishna Conscious
Movement.
And he
was writing this in
Vrindavan.
And
here is a
purport which
few
lines
you just meditate.
Why preaching is important? Why we have to preach? Now Srila Prabhupada is writing this purport in 1962. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing here just hear it and meditate why the preaching is most important. Srila Prabhupada said, while preparing this commentation on this particular stanza of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is writing, we have a crisis before us. What is a crisis, Srila Prabhupada? Our neighboring friend China has attacked the border of India with a materialistic spirit. We have practically no business in political field. This is Prabhupada's washing in hands that I am a spiritual man, I have nothing to do with politics. So first thing is, when if we are preaching, we have to be above politics. As Prabhupada's one statement is most important. Yet we see that previously there were both China and India and they both lived peacefully for centuries without ill feeling. Two biggest countries of the world. China and India are the two biggest countries of the world. Population-wise, they are the number one and two. They lived peacefully for centuries. The reason is that they lived those days in the atmosphere of God consciousness. How come they were not having ill feeling? Why they lived friendly? Because there was God consciousness. And every country over the service of the world was God fearing, pure hearted and simple. And there was no question of political diplomacy. There's no cause of quarrel between the two countries, China and India, over land which is not very suitable for habitation. And certainly there is no cause for fighting on this issue. But due to the age of quarrel, Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on the slight provocation. This is due to the issue in question. But to the polluted atmosphere of this age, now the why we preach. Just hear these lines. But to the polluted atmosphere of this present age, systematically there is a propaganda by a section of the people to stop glorification of the name and fame of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, there is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, it is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do all supreme good, as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. So why should we preach? To bring the desired peace in the world. To bring the desired peace in the world. Can you see the vision of the Srila Prabhupada? Why preaching is essential? Because it brings the desired peace in the world. Why the nations are fighting? Because they are not God conscious. And what should be preached? Now Prabhupada is giving you one good reason. Because I'm just using the word because Prashila Prabhupada, because Indian. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting the responsible work. There is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. What actually Srila Prabhupada is saying, because the message of Bhagavatam was not preached, therefore all over the world there is a quarrel and fight and chaos and terrorism. India is responsible for that, Srila Prabhupada is saying. How is that India responsible for worldwide unrest and fighting? It has not propagated the message of Bhagavatam. See the vision of Srila Prabhupada. The preaching of Bhagavat Dharma, the message of Bhagavatam, is to bring the peace on the planet. I am peaceful, all right. I am devotee, all right. But all around us, the people, if they are fighting, how can we live peacefully? So I'll quote the another word, verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Why preaching is important? So much quarrel and trouble all the world. We are confident, Prabhupada is saying, we are confident that if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, this is Srila Prabhupada's mission. We have to preach to the leading men of the world. Srila Prabhupada used to say that our preaching should be focused on the leaders. He said, one moon is better than a million stars. Prahlad Maharaj is the preacher and he was preaching to the king Hiranyakashipu, the biggest man of the time. Preaching to the Srila Prabhupada saying, only by the leading men of the world, certainly there will be change of the heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. And the mass of the people in general are tools in the hands of modern politicians and the leaders of the people. If there is a change of the heart of the leaders only, certainly there will be a radical change in the atmosphere of the world. We know that our honest attempt to present this great literature conveying the transcendental message of the reviving the God consciousness of the people in general and re-spiritualizing the world atmosphere is fraught with many difficulties. See, Srila Prabhupada, before ISKCON, establishment of the ISKCON, before establishing the ISKCON, this was the mission of Srila Prabhupada. What is his mission? Message of Bhagavatam should reach all over the world. Then Prabhupada said, it is the responsibility of those who have easily available Bhagavatam in their life. Now, this is Srila Prabhupada's mission. He said, India should do. But nobody did it. And Prabhupada at the age of 70 started this mission. This mission of Bhagavatam, he only took Bhagavatam with him. And he went all over the world with Bhagavatam. So now with this one purport, this purport is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 5th chapter, 11th verse. 1:5:11. Now you just try to understand why the preaching is essential. Because all over the world, everybody is saying there should be peace, but they don't know how the peace will come. How there will be peace, you know, how can we bring peace? And Srila Prabhupada's vision is, preaching the message of Bhagavatam will bring the peace in the world. He said, this will revolutionize the world with its spiritual consciousness. And he said, leading people listen. And Prabhupada, before establishing ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, taking his Bhagavatam, he went to whom? Then the Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri. So his approach of preaching was to the leaders. Do we have that type of mood in preaching? What is our purpose of preaching? Now I am asking this question after this statement of Srila Prabhupada. Number one, why should we preach? Because we need a peace in the world. We need a peace in the world. And how the peace will come? When the message of Bhagavat reaches to the leaders of the society. So second is leader of the society. If they understand the message of Bhagavatam, the ordinary people will follow. And Prabhupada, if you remember, Prabhupada wanted to meet to the then the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi. And he has a charter of presentation to the Indira Gandhi. He wanted to present to them how the peace can come in world. He wrote the letter even before ISKCON to Mahatma Gandhi. That people know you. Please you take this Bhagavad Gita and give this message to the world. World need this message for peace. So what people Prabhupada used to approach? The topmost people of the country. Our Prime Minister, the father of the nation. When he reached to the America, he wrote a letter to President of India. President of America. That this, we are establishing this Krishna consciousness movement and the message of Bhagavatam will bring peace in the world. Please provide us facilities. Even in your country, Mauritius, Srila Prabhupada came by the invitation of the Prime Minister of this country at that time, Sir Ram Gulam. Sir Sagar Ram Gulam. He invited. Can you understand the Srila Prabhupada's approach in presenting Krishna consciousness? What he wrote, is he doing it or not? Before ISKCON establishment, he has written that it should be to the leaders and this should be Bhagavatam and for the peace, and he was approaching all the leaders of the country. In France, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in a biggest meeting of that time. The mayor came in and the presidents leaders were sitting there. Everybody stood up, but Prabhupada was sitting. Mayor came, everybody stood up, Prabhupada was sitting. He's representative of God. He has to train the leaders. Not that we go and run behind the leaders and garland them. They have to garland the saintly persons. He was sitting, everybody was surprised in the audience. Even Prabhupada's disciple, how come the first citizen of the town has come and Srila Prabhupada is sitting. He's a man of God. What he is giving is, his mission is to give the peace to the world. Is anybody thought of preaching is for the peace of the world? Have you ever thought like this? His vision, can you see his vision? President of India, Prime Minister, President of America, President of India, Prime Minister of India, he wants to preach to them, present them Bhagavatam. His first volume he presented to the Prime Minister. So why should we preach? We preach for the peace of the world. Is there anybody who can say we are sectarian? We are peace lover. Our preaching is for peace, and who don't need peace on this planet? Who don't need peace? Everybody need peace or not? Yes. So Prabhupada never said that this is a sectarian religion. This is to bring peace, and we have to approach to the most powerful people, the most leaders of the world. Prabhupada said our mission is, even we reach to the 10% people, the population, the whole world will completely be revolutionized. So now, this is Srila Prabhupada's mood. Now this is the another verse, which is Srila Prahlad Maharaj, the great preacher of Bhagavad Dharma. He is speaking this, why we should preach. Swasti astu vishvasya. Swasti astu vishvasya. Swasti means all auspiciousness. Let there be all auspiciousness for whole world. This is, can you see the first line of, I'm just saying, may there be a good fortune throughout the universe. This is the first line. Swasti astu vishvasya. Is Prabhupada's mood same? Let there be peace all over the world. Let there be a fortune all over the world. Same mood, Prabhupada's. Now, second line. Kalaha prasidatam. Kalaha prasidatam. What is the meaning of kala? Miscreant. Prasidatam, let them be satisfied. What it means actually, how can there be peace in the world if there are miscreant and they are not satisfied? How can you be peaceful if there are people who are terrorists and trouble creators around you? How can you be peaceful? So the next line he's saying, and may all envious person be pacified. It's not that you preach only to the leaders, but prayer is, let the envious people be pacified. Kala. Kala means envious. Trouble creators. Somebody said, no, we are honest, we are doing good. You are doing good, but you are surrounded by the people, they are envious. They are trouble creating. How can you be peaceful? How can you be peaceful? So let there be peace all over the world, auspiciousness and fortune all over the world. Envious person be pacified. And the one next line Prahlad Maharaj is saying, how can they be pacified? How there will be auspiciousness or fortune for the whole world? Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mitho dhiyaha. Dhyayantu bhutani shivam. What is the meaning of shivam? Auspiciousness. Shiv means kalyan. Shiv means auspiciousness. Mitho dhiyaha. Mitho means paraspar. Paraspar means one. We should help one another. Each other. Srila Prabhupada's translation goes, May all the living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. And by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. This is the meaning of this line. Mitho dhiyah, each other's welfare. So Srila Prabhupada used to call, our preaching is the most important welfare work. So number one is peace and number two is now welfare work. So preaching is a welfare work. Why I am using this terminology, why Prabhupada has used this terminology? Because it's non-sectarian, it's not Hindu. It is not religion. This is not religion. Who don't need peace? Who don't need welfare work? See the approach, Prabhupada's approach, why he wanted to preach is for whole world. For the peace, and then second part is for what is the next, why we should preach? That way, welfare work. Each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in service of the Supreme Transcendental Lord Sri Krishna and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Now, this verse is from 5th canto, chapter 18, verse number 9. 5, 18, 9. Swasti astu vishvasya khalaho prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mitho dhiya manascha bhadram bhajatada adokshaje. Manascha bhadram. Bhadram means auspicious. Let the mind be peaceful and auspiciousness. How? Bhajatam adokshaje. By serving the Supreme Lord. Doesn't say my, your religion. No. Why we should preach? Because this is the need of the humanity. Most of the people said, I am preaching is because it is only for my religion. No. Prabhupada's mission of preaching is a universal. Is welfare for whole human society. Manascha bhadram bhajatad adhokshaje aveshyatam no matirapyaha ahituki. Aveshyatam na mati api aituki. We should preach without any motive. Aituki means without motive. So what is the next most important reason we should preach? Everybody wants to do some welfare work. Srila Prabhupada said preaching is the most needed welfare work in the society. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada used to say, there is nothing no scarcity. In other words, he used to say there's only one scarcity in the world. Everything is in abundance. There's nothing less in this world. There's only one thing which is missing. There's only scarcity in the world is of God consciousness. These are the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Only one thing lacking in the world is God consciousness. Only one thing lacking in the world is God consciousness. I'm just giving one example why the preaching is important. In a kingdom of Duryodhan, Dwapar Yuga, good time, better than us. Duryodhan's commander-in-chief was Bhisham Pitamaha, unparalleled. Nobody is equal to him. You know, he has the best commander. He has the best trainer, Dronacharya. And on the top of that, himself Duryodhan has blessing of Lakshmi Devi. She was sitting on the shoulder of Duryodhan. Whatever he needs, it is already there. Only one problem with the Duryodhan's kingdom was enviousness of Krishna. Enviousness of devotees, Pandavas. कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं थी जो दुर्योधन के पास कम हो. भीष्म पितामह जैसा कमांडर, द्रोणाचार्य जैसा गुरु, एंड एम्परर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड. पांडु वॉज द कांकरर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड. ऑल वर फैसिलिटीज वर देयर. ओनली लैक ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. Only he is envious of Krishna and the devotees of the Krishna. So there was not peace and there was a war. So the nation may be very rich, but there is no God consciousness, there is no peace. So what is the purpose of preaching? Actually, why we preach? We preach to bring the peace. And how can we bring the peace? By Bhagavad Dharma. By Bhagavad Dharma means by God consciousness, by Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada's vision of Krishna consciousness is universal. So until and unless we meditate on these few purposes of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada has his mission, and he is himself. He said, well, we have to do this, nobody is doing, so I am going to do. And Prabhupada himself has embarked on this mission of preaching. And he landed in America and he established this movement, Krishna Consciousness, which he used to say is going to do the job which even United Nations failed to do. This was his vision, this was his preaching spirit, and this was his mood of preaching. And this was the purpose of his preaching, to bring the nations together, to bring the whole world at peace. And he proved this by his preaching, that the black Negroes were also given all respect to take sannyas and preach. Out of the four sannyasis Prabhupada started in the beginning, one Sudama Vipra was from the Negro community. He was sannyasi, given all respect. Maharaj. The one was from American community. No problem. You understand? So his mission was not only just to preach to some small section only belonging to the Hindu community. No. World peace. And welfare work of the world. And the method is Bhagavat, message of Bhagavatam, non-sectarian. Is it okay why we should preach? You meditate on this and read these two purports and you will come across the mission of Srila Prabhupada. What one before starting Krishna consciousness movement and one after starting Krishna consciousness movement. And his mood is same. And he accomplished this. Thank you very much. No, and anybody has a question or comment? Why we should preach? And do we have this type of mood or not? Have we ever thought in these lines? The leader should be approached. With humbly go to them. And no motive. Aituki. No personal motive. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna, we thank Prabhuji for his presentation, and now I invite you for refreshment after the meeting. session, will be after the second session, there will be questions, and you may interrupt. We can discuss about preaching.
Okay? Finish? Thank you, Haribol.